Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Shachem Kol Ne'eved Bohai. Okay, today we're going to learn about the minyan of Maaser Behemah. It really spans through the whole blot. We'll try to get a quick glance and then get into what the what's the gather of the minyan. But the Ketzad Maasrim. So what's the process of taking Maaser? So the Mishnah says, Koinson L'diyo V'oise Lohem Pesach Koten Kedei Shiu Shnayim Yichoylem Lotzes Kechos. In order that two shouldn't be able to go out at the same time. Interesting, Rashi says that if you two will be able to go out at the same time, Rashi says that maybe 9 and 10, you achieve asiri mukukolim, if you look at Rashi. Rashi says, lotzes keechot, shimu yoitzim keechot, you achieve asiri mukukolim. It's interesting, Rashi says that, because l'chayra, if the whole Mishnah is modna, what does the Mishnah have to tell me this whole thing? Put into deer. Just tell me. 10 behemoths, count 10 behemoths, and every 10, one is Maaser Behemah. Putting into the deer, holding up the stick, under the stick, above the stick. The whole thing is strange. The whole, where does this come from? Right? But that's Aleph. But if there is a halacha here, that they're all supposed to go into the corral and be counted out one at a time, so why is Rashi more concerned about 9 and 10? And 1 and 2 come out together, 3 or 4 come out together? But that doesn't bother Rashi. Rashi just says, Shem yoitzim ke'echod yechiv asirim mikukol. It's true that later on we're going to learn that if you count the 9, 10, then you have a problem. The special gzeres hakosav, there's a problem. Meaning, if you count number 8, if you count number 8 as number 10, you don't have a problem. If you count number 9 as 10, then there's a problem. You have to wait for it to get a move. Okay, so, but I don't understand. If two going out together is a problem in minyan, so it should be a problem in 1 through 10. Every single one should have that problem. I have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, can I count 2, 4, 6, 8? Is that called counting? If it's not called counting, if it's a problem, okay. When I go 2 and I see 1 and 2, right, and I have in mind, okay, that's 1 and that's 2, but instead of doing one out of the door, 2 out the door, 2 go out. Listen, Rabbi Shulab Diskin was able to look at a tree and say, how many leaves are on the tree? Okay. So I see 2 behemoths. 2 go out at a time. And I go 2. But when I say 2, I see 1, 2. But they go out together. If that's a problem in the Maaser Minyan, meaning the Maaser Minyan for some reason requires 1 going out at a time, for whatever reason. I'm not saying I understand that. If for whatever reason the minyan requires 1 and 1 going out, 2 and 2 going out, okay, so then it should be a problem of 1 through 10. Okay. If, in fact, 2 can go out the door at the same time, and I could count 1, 2, right, even though they're going out the door together, I go 1, 2, next one, next 2 come out, 3, 4. If that's the case, then 9 and 10 is also not a problem. The only difference between 9 and 10 and 1 and 2 is that 9 and 10 are interchangeable, so if you count 9 as 10, you have a halachic problem. If I count 8 as 10, it's just canceled. It's a mistake. If I count minus 10, then there are some halachic ramifications on number 9 because I called it number 10. Again, because there's Gzeres HaKosev, not because 9 is Epesim Yuchas. There's Gzeres HaKosev that when you get to 9 or 11, you can create halachic issues with them by calling them, by identifying them as number 10. Okay. That's a mamish aside halach. The way I see it is l'chayra. We have one question here. Does the minyan of Maaseh Behemah require a process of one going out the door at a time? I don't know why it should be like that. Okay. The Gemara, the Mishnah gives an extreme version the other way, that doesn't work, which is to just take one out. You have 10 behemoths, you take one out and say, okay, this is Maaseh. That doesn't work the way we hold. That I understand. There's no counting. You didn't count at all. There were 10 animals in there, and you took one out. Okay, Chaz Nishol, that should also be counting, which we'll see. Simply over there was no counting done. So the Mishnah therefore holds that if there's a process of minyan that's required, that doesn't work. If you have 10 behemoths in the corral, and instead of going through a process, b'chlal, you just take one and say, okay, this is Maaseh. That doesn't work, according to the Tanakam. That I understand, because you need to count. The Tanakam holds, no. You have to count. 1, 2, 3. I understand. Now, if counting has an added element that it also has to be self-identified, which is the only way I could put it, meaning when two animals go out of a door at the same time and I go 1, 2, it's true I know 1, 2, but they're not self-identified as 1, 2. That's the Mila. The mylov of one behemoth going out at a time is that each one is self-identified. When I go one, it's obviously number one. When I go number two, that's obviously number two. When two animals walk out together, even though in my cup I'm going 1, 2, but bechefze, you don't see 1, 2, you just see 2. So if you're going to tell me that there's an added requirement in order for counting to be called counting, it has to be identified as such. Okay, so then it should be a problem to have a wide doorway for any of the ones that go out. Because you're going to have the problem if 1 and 2 go out together, you have the problem if 4 and 5 go out together, you're going to have a problem no matter what. So for some reason, Rashi latches on to Chiv Asiri. It sounds like from Rashi, let's say a person had a doorway, it's an accordion. He can open it accordingly. And he wants to get the process done quicker. So he opens the door wide enough for 2 to go out. Okay, then when he gets to number 7, then he narrows it down so he doesn't want the entrance. Then it'll be okay, according to Rashi. Rashi only has a problem with 9 and 10. If you look at Rashi. So Rashi, Shemo Yoitzin Ke'echod Yitshiv Asirim Kukolam Kitl Kamon. Very strange. It is a kasha, it's not my own kasha. There are many achronim that are bothered with this kasha. Why is Rashi hopping onto 9 and 10 more than anything else? But that's how Rashi reads. For some reason, Rashi seems at least, not to have a problem with 1 through 8. 9 and 10, we don't want them to go out together. Even though 1 through 8 require minyan, just like 9 and 10 require minyan. 1 through 8 require minyan. Okay. Zok down. Zok the Mishneh Umoinon Bashevet. You count them with the stick, which is also mud. What's this Indian of Shevet? Why do you need a Shevet? Yitaka don't, it's not Makiv. The halacha is that you're not allowed to use a Shevet. That means you can't hit the animal. Normally the Shevet was used to get the animals to move. Grado over here, you're not allowed to use a Shevet. Okay, so it's almost like the kasha that the Achronim asked by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Rabbanu Shem tell Moshe Rabbeinu to take the stick when he was telling him not to hit the rock? He said, "Kachas amat biyad." Well, it's a aleph neiva. But here there's a din: you should take the shevet and you count aleph beis gimel dal hevav zayin ches tes. Which some of the achronim point out that in Hilchos Sfir Seimer Simen Tov Pei Tes, it's a question in halacha if you could count Sfir Seimer by using Teves, by using Oisius, could you say Aleph for day number 1? Hayom Aleph lo yomel. Right? It very, very much relates to Lag bo yomel. Say Ayom Lag Bohemel. Right? Lamed Gimel Bohemel. Does that work? Is that called a Svira? So we had a different objection to Lag Bohemel. I timed it that Lag Bohemel is the name of the day. So now it's not even called a Maisa Minyan at all. But that's a... So Bir Aloche and Tov Petas has a whole discussion. Some of the Achroinim want to bring a Raya from our Mishnah that you can count that way. Because the Mishnah says, Klo, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. So you see, it's called counting. So some of the Achroinim will see the way we're going to come out of Mice is not going to be a Raya. But that's what some Achroinim want to know. You have to know if the minion of Sphira and the minion of Mice of Behemoth can be connected to each other. Vayetze Asiri, and the one that goes out, number 10, Zokt El Soiker B'Sikro, you have to go ahead and paint it, right? You take a red paint, and you do a stroke. You make one stroke on the behemoth. V'oim ha'arez ha'mais. And you say ha'arez ha'mais. Lo'i sokroi b'sikre. What happens if you didn't use the paint? V'lo'i monon b'shevet, or you didn't use the shevet. Now, monon b'shevet is lavdavke, because you never use the stick. You just have the stick on top. You never touch them with the stick. Or Shimonon Revutzim Oyemdim, where you counted them while they were sitting or standing, they weren't moving. Bekitzer, basically, you don't need to do this process. If you went into the corral and you just went 1, 2, 3, 4, it's also good. It's also pretty evident. Hareilu Musari. Still works. Mishnah's Mashma, that Taka the Reisha is Midaraisa required. L'chatchil, that's the way you have to do it. L'chatchil, you have to have them go out the door. It's not lav dafka. The Mishnah is telling you revuse that b'diavad it works even if you didn't do that. Hoyuloi meo. What happens if you had 100 behemoths and not l'asora? You took asora, you took 10. Asora v'not l'echot, ain't ze maisa. That's not maisa. That's Rashi. If you look at Rashi in the Ksaviyad, there's two ways to learn here. But if you go down to Rashi in Ksaviyad, that's the way he reads. Rashi in the Ksaviyad says, Hoyle Meva, Beloy Shumminyan. See that? Beloy Shumminyan. Because the Rashi in the Mishnah is a little, the way it's put down in the Mishnah is a little strange. Rashi says, Shalomona Echa Shnaim, or Gimel, or Yud Bavasachas. Sounds like he counted them. What? What do you mean? It could be a chilek, because the shame miser, if you take 10, you could say that it does have a shame miser. Because there's a shame miser, because there's a shame miser in the minion of the miser itself. If all you need is the Shem Meiser, so one is still a revusa, that it could be that if you took 10 animals and you said Areza Meiser, since the Meiser is Messiaches to the number of the, even though it's not Messiaches to the number that's leading up to the Meiser, but it's Messiaches to the Kedusha's Meiser, maybe it would work. It's enough of a reason why the Tana should mention it. It's not a, I hear what you're saying, it's not a significant Kedush, but it's a, even according to Rashi and Ksaviyad, it would make sense that Mishnah would do that. Because you may think, if I have a minion of 10, so Mele, then it's shaykh to call it a shame maisa. If you're going to tell me the reason why it doesn't work is because you can't say areza maisa, because felt in the shame, so maybe one could say, if you count 10 animals, even though the 10 animals are pottering 100, etcher. Anyway, zok the Mishnah. So that doesn't work. Areza maisa. Ain't a miser. Mishnah is very meduyik. It's not miser. It's not its possible. It's not miser. It doesn't become miser. Okay. In other words, in essence, it's not miser. It's not a question that it's possible or it's a, you did nothing. It's countless. Rabbi Yosi by Yudaimel, miser. You said a miser. So Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda Lechoir is arguing with the whole concept of counting. Whole concept of counting. Lechoir is arguing with the whole concept. If one of them jumps in, they're all put. Why? Because it's minyan of roi. I mean, you don't go any poter. Since that the one was counted already, mainly they're all poter. Now each animal that goes in, comes out now the door, maybe that one, we already spoke about this many times, they're all poter. Mina musarin l'saycham. If one of the musarin jumps in, one of the ones that you already took ma'aser from, now you have a bigger problem because maybe now each animal in there is a suffolk ma'aser behemoth. No, we're talking about where there was no sakhoi. We just finished saying loy sakhoi. Zok down. Kulam yiru achi yistoavu v'yeichlu b'mumon l'baylu. Okay. Why there's no bitl b'goyv already? The Gemara discusses why there's no bitl b'goyv in that one. Whether it's kavua, suffolk kavua, whatever it is, there's no bitl b'goyv. Okay. So that's the din of the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara... Okay, let's read the Gemara quickly. Tana Rabbanan the Brisa says, Ketzad Masa. Koinson Ladio, you put them into the corral, Voiselam Pesach Kotten, Kadeshu, Shlam Yatsim, Yichalim Lotzes Kechot. Umaimini Mesem, Bechutz Vivnim, Vigoyes, the mothers call out, and Yatsis, the Kasima, they come out. And Vilifkinu Inu, why don't you take it out? You're not allowed. Kalashayavak, Sivaloy Shaviru. So you actually cannot push them out. Vilishti Layark, Vilifki Vilaisis, or use anything. Entice them with vegetables to come out. What do you need the mothers? The mother says, you're right. We have a side advantage. If we use the mother, we have a maila. It outrules Yisoyimim, and it outrules Lekuach, which are part of from Ma'aser Behemah. If you bought the Behemah after it was born, or you... Fine. Tana Rabbanan. So this Vayitig, you see the same halach, which is that there's a deraisa the gedin of Tachas HaShevet. Grad, it's not Makif. But it has to be roy to go tachas hashevet. In other words, this whole process is midaraisa, the chefts of ma'aser behemah. And that's why if an animal can't do it, even though it's not ma'akav to do it, but it's like a b'zeira. It's any roy. If it's not roy, it's possible. From roy mona b'shevet, shemona gavus ma'yimdim, minayin, how do you know it's good? Tamalei ma'asir, yikedish mikol mok. Ve'elish kosh ma'asir, lekosh ma'asir, minayin, tamalei mi'yikedish mikol mok. So it's Kodesh even if you don't count it, Asir. Okay. Yochol hoyuloi meya v'not la'asora asora v'not la'echad yamusarim tamalei ma'asiri v'ein z'asiri. It has to be number 10. Mainly you have to count. Pesi ba Yehudaim ha'maisa ma'itam ha'besi b'idu yasov lo ka'ab el ozim ben goymel ta'ab el ozim ben goymel ben goymel oymel v'nechshev lechem trumaschem. He compares Truma, Shtei Truma Zakosu Medaber. We're talking both Truma Gedoyla, Truma Smeiser, Kashem Shtei Truma Gedoyla and Telos Ba'omed, Ubimachshava, he holds Truma Smeiser, is also taken Ba'omed Ubimachshava. You don't have to actually count it and measure it. And Memele, who I did over here, same Aloch applies. As far as Meiser Behema, you don't need it. And therefore, Kayach mana chuma, umaisa kayach mana chuma. Tchsiv kias maasa b'nei yisol shimu ha-shem nusati luvim. Is kias maisa b'nei umaisa doga. Ma maisa doga nitl boi minu machshov, ha maisa b'nei nitl boi minu machshov. Okay. Now this drosha l'chaira, is not saying that according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, you don't need minyan. L'chaira. Because all it's saying is, oi minu machshov, it works. Right? L'chayr, it's not saying that you don't need minyan. Now, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Bo'emet, Shem ma'amed b'dayte kach v'kach yesh b'kri, u'mishum u'lefi u'mdenos ha'inoit al trume. Yeah. So, hu adin by ma'isa b'ema, echon me'yesa doga. Same thing, right? In the bottom Rashi in Ksav Yad, same thing. What does this mean? What does it mean? That L'chaira, this is counting. This is counting. It's just counting without peh. First of all, many achrayim hold you don't need peh even by ma'aser behemah. Moina just means you have to count. You can count believe. If you look in the Chazon Ish, Look at the Chazon Ish. He says like this, the beginning of Sif Cheser. He says, וכשם שמייסה במחשובו, כך מייסה בהמה במחשובו. וכן משמע לכמון דף נונטס. תאם כן מונם רבוצים, היינו נמי אפילו לא יאחווי בשבט ולא יאמר בפיו. Says the Chazon Ish, that when the Mishnah says you don't have to have them go out through a doorway, and you don't have to point with a stick, it doesn't mean that you have to even go one, two, three. You just, in your mind, you're counting it. The Chazon Ish. He says, V'tzorach hiyan. L'fi zeh hodet na not l'asor asor av not l'echad ein zeh ma'isel. Zogt Rashi, shaloi mona na not l'asor. What do you mean not l'asor? If you took 10 animals, it means you saw there's 10 animals here. It means you saw there's 10 animals, and you took one. So it's bothering the Chazon Ish. So that's b'machshava. That's Chazon Ish's kashi. Very, very schwer what he says here. I mean, I'll read you his words. He says, "Pirush Rashi shaloi monon elonot la'asocha v'hainu shero oisam b'vasachas." He looked at it quickly. Okay, like in one shot, and he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did it quickly. עד שנקווה בלי בו שיש כאן עשוכו. ואף אגב על כוחך, part of the human mind is that if you see 10, it means you saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. זוכת החזון איש, עובה בלי בו מן ישל אחריך, מכל מוקים, כיוון שהוא במהירוס, you did it quickly, שאין נקווה בלי בו איזה ראשון ואיזה אחרן, לא ימיקרי מונו נחריך. Now, afterwards, it sort of means you can't go back anymore and go, which one was one, two? You did it so quickly. You did it so quickly that you can't go back. So you tell me there's a new halacha now? So I want to see a different child. Let's say a guy, Maisa Behem, he works slow. Takes him 6 hours to do Maisa Behem. So one, he's a priskel. Echot! And one walks out. Then it's a pravitzach. Takes him a whole day to do Maisa Behem. And he got six animals out here, and he's in the middle of saying Sheva. Shh, 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 shh. He can't get the Sheva out. He's a priskel. Yeah? By now, if you ask him which one was one, he says, I don't know. I don't know what was there already. I mean, that was 4 hours ago. He's asking me which one was one. I have no idea. That's no good. That's no good. Of course that's good. Because on the spot, when I went one, I knew it was one. A second later, I didn't know. A minute later, I didn't know. Showing a big Baal Kishrin, a good guy with a good memory, or a guy has good whatever, he can identify the behemoth better. He's more gelungen. What's going on here? The Chazon Ish is saying that Avade, the Chachamim agree that you could do it belief. You don't even have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. In your heart, you could go 1, 2, 3, 4. And you don't have to point to it with nothing. He says, but here you did it, when it says not the last story, you did it so quickly that it didn't register. What do you mean didn't register? No, but he doesn't say that. He doesn't say it. He says, ain't nikva beliboy, because you did it so quickly. Loy mikri. Man, it's called a minyan shel asorah. You take a count to 10. You counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But it's not called 10. What? You see three at once. No, but that's not what he's saying, the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is saying that when you see three, you're counting really 1, 2, 3 quickly. 1, 2, 3.
No.
I'm just saying what the Chazon Ish is saying. He's saying that, or at least that's what it's called. If you see three animals, it's considered that you're going 1, 2, 3. It's three. 1, 2, 3. That's three. He says, but that's the reason why that's no good is because you did it so quickly, the emphasis again on quickness, but Mehiris, you did it so quickly that you weren't claiming in your heart, It wasn't nikva b'libay. Oh, that's number one. Oh, okay. Now, even though at the time that I did it very quickly, it was, this is 1, 2, 3, 4. But it was just so quick. It was just so quick. It comes out that the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is like, it's very mutna. They're both dashing the same pasuk, Batsim. They're both darshaning the same pasuk. Does the Olam hear what's bothering me? The Gemara goes, my time in the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda comes in the Mishnah. He says, I argue. If you take 1 out of 10, it's no problem. If you take 10 out of 100, no problem. Zok the Gemara, what's pshat? The Gemara goes through the whole shock of Atari here. This is working because it's we learned it from Meiser. Meiser Hekesh from Truma to Meiser, Meiser Behemoth to Meiser. And just like there, it's Chabon Zitzim. The Chachamim agree with that. The Chachamim agree with the Dosh of Obeis. And they agree by Ma'isa Behem, and you don't need, but you could do with Machshav. And you know why you could do Machshav? Just like Ma'isa Behem, you could do. Just like Ma'isa Dogan, you could do Machshav. You could use Machshav too. And Rabbi Yossi by you, the holds, you also need to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Also. The Chachamim will need what they want to say. How old you need one a bliskel? How old you need a bliskel? It's not even a drosha to come achlekes. Notice the Gemara is making it out like it's a pasuk with a drosha with learning from that this you could do believe, this you could do believe has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with that. The Gemara really should have asked my time in the Rabbanan. The Gemara could ask the same question in the Rabbanan. My time in the Rabbanan, how do Rabbanan know you can do sphere without a minion? Again, those achrayim who hold you need to count, right? And a chanami. That's the whole shock of a time in Chasavrom and Afikeyam. Those achrayim that want to bring a raya to sphere Sahimah from our Mishnah, obviously they hold that according to the Chachamim, you have to mamish count. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have to do a real minion, like sphere Sahimah. So if you learn like that, then I have no kasha. Then the Chazanish has no kash either. Then it comes out, Be'etzem, everybody holds you need some kind of accounting. According to Rabbi Yossi by you, that accounting can be b'machshav. He learns it out from Ma'aser Behema, from Ma'aser Dogo. And according to the Chachamim, you have to count. You have to make Amire. Chazanish is saying no. We don't find anywhere, just like it says, Lo'imonon b'shevet, you don't have to use a stick. And just like you don't have to put the paint on, you don't have to even go 1, 2, 3, 4 either. You could do belief. Zok to Eibazay. So Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Chachamim are mamish the same. Because Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda is also a case where you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So yeah, but then you did it very quickly. Loikov abeliboy. So all I'm saying is, then according to the Chazanish, whatever the machloik is, I can't even tell you that the way the Chazanish is reading it, that I was kov abeliboy what the machloik is. I can't be kovei my lev what the machlekes is. But lu yitzur I could. Lu yitzur I would be able to know what the machlekes is. I don't understand now the Gemara's drasha. The Gemara really should be looking for something else. The Gemara should be looking at this for why the Chachamim hold it's not enough. Because really the Chachamim agree to the drasha. They agree that it's chal b'lev. And why is it chal b'lev? Because it's like Ma'aser Dogan. So they really agree to the drasha. They happen to hold that you need more thought in it. So if you need more das on each behemah, the Gemara really should say, my time is the Rabbanan. No. The Rabbanan agrees to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. The Rabbanan agree, he says it to Chazanish. The Rabbanan agree you don't need to do it b'peh. You could do it b'oimed or b'leiv, you could do it b'leiv. And they learn it from Ma'aser Behemah. Just like Rabbi Yossi. How do the Chachamim know that you could do Ma'ase Behema Belev? They learn it from the same place as Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. So obviously, they're a sheet that you need something more than that. They're not learning from there, they're learning from somewhere else. So when the Gemara says, my time at Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, the Gemara really is asking Akasha on why Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda holds differently than the Chachamim. And then the Gemara brings a drasha that the Chacham I'm asking to.
But not in the way of
I understand. That means that the Chachamim obviously have another pasuk, or another gilui, or another halacha mishnah. I don't care where they got it from. They have another source that you require a better minyan than Rabbi Yossi is requiring.
No, Rabbi Yossi
is requiring only the bare minimum of knowing there's 10 here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, right? And taking one of those 10. That's Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. Even though that process that Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda holds of is also somewhat of a counting, but that's not a real solid counting. And his mukkar is Meiser Doga. The Chachamim hold that you only need to do b'machshava. They also learn it from Meiser Doga. That you don't need to do b'peh. Okay? But second, but there's obviously another source, or somewhere, where the Chachamim get that you need something better. So the question is not my time with Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and the Chachamim agree to where his drasha comes from. Where they argue is where the drasha that the Chachamim come from. So the Gemara should say my time with Rabbana. So then, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda makes no sense. If that's the Gemara's kasha, then Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda makes no sense because his drasha is a drasha that Chachamim agree to. His drasha is a drasha that the Chachamim agree to. And if there's another drasha that implies otherwise, or another pasuk, or another pasuk to pasuk, then the Gemara's question should not be, where did Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda get that you do it believe? The Gemara should say, for Rabbi Yossi, kol hashayav v'tavis ha'shevet my ovid lei. And over there, the Gemara should answer. The Gemara shouldn't be going to the source where the Chachamim also agree. The Gemara has to be finding out why Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda doesn't hold the din that the Chachamim got their din. There's one din of machshoveh. Zok the Chazanish machshove, chsidim, misnagdim, everybody's in one room. Everybody's davening the same davening. That means everybody agrees you could do machshove, and they learn it from Meiser Dogen. That means there's a heckish, from Meiser Behemet to Meiser Dogen. That's number one. Now there's another machlekes. Machlekes, according to the Chachamim, old, you have to count. Whether it's like Zev says out of the Pasuk, you have a Tavas Hashem, I don't care where it's from. There's another source that you require counting. Nothing to do with lev, with the heckish to Trumas Meiser. Now, if we have a question on Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, our question is not where he got machshava from, because he got machshava from the same place that the Chachamim got machshava from. Our question is, why doesn't he hold of where the Chachamim got the additional din from? So the Gemara should really be saying like it doesn't gan shas. This is not, I'm not asking for anything extra. I'm not asking for extra courtesy here. I'm asking that this Gemara should mirror what every sugi and shas would do, which is go into the nekuda hamachloikis, go into the source of what of this opinion, and find out what does this opinion do with that source. Don't go to the source that they both agreed to. Go to the area where the dispute is. The dispute is clearly not lagabi the hekesh to maisa dagon, that they're all in the same boat in. They're arguing about the pasuk of Kol Shiatavas HaShevet. They're arguing, whatever they're arguing about. Now, on that, what does Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda say about it? What does he say about that? And if you're telling me that that's not so pashut, so why don't you say my time at the Rabbanan? Either way. But the sheetness of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi should be held to task in the area of their dispute, not in the area of their agreement. And the Chazon Ish is saying that they're both in agreement that Meiser Behem is Chal b'machshava, because they're both in agreement that we learned that from Meiser Dogan. So they're really both on the same page. I know what Rabbi Yossi says. I know. I mean, according to the Chazon Ish, I don't know what Rabbi Yossi says, but I'll make believe I know what Rabbi Yossi says. Even if I make believe I know what Rabbi Yossi is saying, I'm asking a simple question. Why isn't the Gemara dealing with the area of their dispute? Why are you dealing with their area of agreement? They both agree. Zot the Chazanish. They both agree. Sharei loy pligi chachamim. That ma'aseh behemah is chal b'machshove. Kishem shemaiseh behemah, kach ma'aseh behemah b'machshove. Period. If it's sorachin, lefizeh, hodet man, hodet la'asov, not lecha, ain't zeh ma'aseh, it's good. Kivan shumir, shenikva b'liboy, loy mikri mona nechad echad. Fine. So that means there's another machloikis here. They both learn from ma'aseh behemah, that from ma'aseh dog, and it's chal b'machshove. There's another machloikis whether this type of a quick assessment, let's call it not accounting, okay, because that's the Chachamim's problem. This quick assessment of 10, well, like Joey's saying, 1, 2, 3 is not really counting, whatever, it's 3. Well, it doesn't make a difference what it is. But the bottom line is, that machloikis has nothing to do with the Hekesh to Ma'aseh Doga. Because they both agree to the Hekesh of Ma'aseh Doga. And the Rishonim, those Rishonim who hold you don't need Dibur, are learning it from Ma'aseh Doga. So all I'm saying is, wherever the Chachamim get the din of Minyan, which is clearly not from Ma'aseh Doga, right? They get it from somewhere else. So wherever they get the din of Ma'aseh Doga, it's that area that we have to go and either hold them or Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda or both to task. What do you do with that pasuk? What do you do with that pasuk? How are you learning? How are you learning? Why are we going to Ma'aseh Doga? That's I'm asking you a simple question.
Why couldn't it just be on Reb
Zev, Reb Zev, at this point, I'm not even addressing the precision of the machlekes. I'm asking one simple question. If the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda that we learn Ma'aseh Behemah and Ma'aseh Doga, and that's why you don't have to do Bepeh, you do B'machshava. So that means that the reason why the Chachamim hold you have to count is because besides for that Hekesh, there's another source that you have to count, either like you said, Tachas HaShev, whatever the source is. So the issue between Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda and the Chachamim is over there, not by Ma'aseh Doga. So why is the Gemara, when the Gemara is trying to say, what is Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda hold? What was Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda is exactly like the Chachamim. He learns from Ma'aseh Doga and Machshav is enough. The Chachamim hold, Kol Shiara Tachas HaShevet, you need a better minyan. Okay, no, I would have no problem then. You're giving me a case. I'm not asking about the case. I'm asking the Gemara wants to be mevarer. What's the origin? Not what are they arguing about. The Gemara is debating what's the origin of the machlekes. Where's machlekes coming from? And the Gemara is saying there's a drasha that they're arguing about. And the Gemara goes to Ma'aseh Doga. And my question is, Ma'aseh Doga is a drasha that they both agreed to. That's all. It's a simple question. Zok the Gemara. Oma Rove, Asiri Kodosh Me'elov. The Asiri is Kodosh on its own. Okay? Minolei L'Rovaho. Now you have to know what that means, but the Asiri is Kodosh on its own. Machlekes Achroin and what this case is. Okay? Some learn that it means the tenth one is Kodosh on its own, even if there's many in there. It's almost like a Kedusha B'Koyach. Tor Samech says no. Asiri is only Kodesh if there's a number 10 there. That means if there's another 5, then it's not Kodesh. Has to be identified. There's no real difference between number 10 and number 9 and number 8, the Tor Samech holds. The only difference is that when you get to number 10, you've identified it by the process of elimination. There's only 10 behemoths. You counted 9. So the 10th one is already number 10. That's how the Or Sameach learns. So the Or Sameach says like this, right here in this halacha that I brought down the Rambam, halacha ches. Perek ches halacha ches. Now, the Gemara says, Minolei l'rovaha, Ilei m'mada tanya, Ilei ala shekor shmoy asi, Ilei kor shmoy asi, Minayin tam lemi yekodesh mikol mokam, Dilma asi, Ilei kari. Maybe that only means if you didn't say number 10, but kodesh kari, you still have to make it kodesh. Fine, you could say it doesn't have to be counted because it's number 10, but you still have to make it Kodesh. Elomer the Tanya, Koral Chi Asiri, Vyotz Asiri, Veloy Dibel, even if you did nothing, Achi Nechal B'mumoy V'Asiri Maisi. Says the more there it's different because at least the 10th one came out. V'dul Mushani Hosam, the Vyrele Asiri. Inami, the Achvi Luya, maybe he pointed to it. Elomer the Tnan. If he called the ninth one the tenth, and the tenth one died in the corral, the ninth one is eaten with a mum, and the rest of them are potter. My time, the Kodesh le asiri. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma, the iftar of a minyan aroi. Toma rove, minyan aroi poitel. So then the Gemara brings another source. So the Gemara basically is saying like this. There are two reasons why the nine animals that came out are potter from Maisa Behemah. One is because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The tenth is Kodesh. The other is because when I counted one, it's already became a minyan aroi. Now it's potter. Right? L'chayra, these two reasons contradict each other. Because if you hold that it's minyan aroi potter when you do number one, so it doesn't become potter because of the tenth. Basically, what I'm asking is a simple question. L'chayra number 10 never patas Maisa Behemah. Number 10 never patas Maisa Behemah. Because they're already potter by counting them. You did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's, there is a 10th in there. Minyan Aroi means that as long as it's Roy, that a tenth one will come out, even if it never does. And that's Takad Halach. That's the Halach. That's why if one of the nine that came out or eight that came out jump back in, the whole corral is put. Right? So that means that by the time you get to number 10, you don't need it anymore.
You still have to have 10 to be Roy.
But you don't need it. You don't need to do anything with the tenth one. What do you mean? So the tenth one is never really pottering the other nine. If a guy wants to be a knacker, he counts, every day he counts out a couple of behemoths. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now he uses them. Minyan aroi. Finished, done. Potter, right? Then he lets them all out of the corral. Opens the door. They all go out together. Fasachas. The next day, takes them into the corral again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kavalik could do this for the rest of his life. The Maisa Behemah is never pottering the nine. Because the nine already became potter.
As long as there's a
10th. No, as long as there's able to be a 10th.
Okay.
There doesn't have to be a 10th. There doesn't have to be a 10th, ever. So that means
that are able
to come out. So all I'm telling you is that number ten is never pottering the nine. But by the time the nine come out, if he decides never to give Maisa Behemah at that point, he locks the door and he's finished, it's potter. Right? So all I'm saying is it's never negeya to say, l'chaira, that the reason why the nine are potter is because the tenth one is getting kodesh me'elav. The nine became potter as they walked out the door, they became potter. Nothing to do with number 10. The Gemara almost makes it out like there's two options. You know, we can either look at it like it's potter because it was minyan aroi, or we can look like it's potter because I see the male in the Scottish. The Gemara is saying, how do you know to use option one? This is what's very strange. How do you know that the reason why the ones that came out, the nine that came out are okay, is because Asiri male of Niskadish, maybe nothing to do with that. Maybe the reason why it's Potter is because maybe the reason why it's Potter is because Minyan Arai. What do you mean? What do you mean maybe because? That is precisely. It could never become Potter because the 10th Behemah never potters the 9. The 9 become Potter before the 10th one comes out, and even if the 10th one will never ever come out, it's going to be Potter. In fact, if a guy wants to be a Hevelman, just like the people who try to potter their grain from Trumas and Maisis, put a Derech Aliyah, they never brought it into. A guy could be a Hevelman, never take out number 10. He'll never do. No, but I'm saying he could potter his cattle from the Chi of Maisa Be'emet. He has a Chi of Maisa Be'emet. Sholish Gronis L'Maisa Be'emet. That was the whole thing we learned last week. Sholish Gronis L'Maisa Be'emet. So you're chayiv to do that. He has a way to get around that. Minyan Aroi. Now look at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to talk and embrace what we're learning. The Rambam comes, the Perches Alochaches, Kogel Utshi Asiri, V'nishar Asiri B'dir, you called number 10, 10, and then number 10 stayed in the deer. Hatshi Yecho B'mumoy, V'zesh Shanisha B'dir Maiso, Afal Pishi Yotzav Lei Biroi. Sh'asiri Me'el of Eskadish, Meis Asiri B'dir, what happens if number 10 dies? Says the Rambam, Hatshi Yecho B'mumoy, says the Rambam, not because Asiri me'elov niskadish. Afa pi shaloi niskadish asiri shalom likore velomeis koidim shiyotso. The Gemara seems to say that it's number 10 which is pottering. No. She minyan oroi poito. Minyan oroi is poito. Zok the Lechem Mishnah, look at the top right side of the Lechem Mishnah, Koshet. The Lomali Achtama, Hokaimel and the Asiri Me'elo Vukodesh. V'loi Hutzvach HaGemor L'Achtayme Bebreis and the Koyle of the Mes Asiri B'dir L'Lutcho Yis Divrei Rove. Aval Hanan the Kaimel and Karove, Loi Tzrichen L'Tayme the Ptur Poitom Minyan Aroi. What do you mean Loi Tzrichen? That comes first. It's the opposite. You never have to come on to Asiri Me'el of Niskadish. It's potter already. The Lechem Mishnah is asking, why did the Rambam need to give his reason of Minyan Aroi? That's only going if you hold Asiri is not Kodesh Me'el of. But if you hold Asiri is Kodesh Me'el of, then you don't have to come on to Minyan Aroi. What do you mean you don't have to come on to Minyan Aroi? It happened already. It's done. Minyan Aroi activated. It's not optional. The Lechem Mishnah is going, hey, one second. Why is the Rambam pushing that button? You have another button to push. But the emes is that the whole Shach Matayin and Gemara is modern. How do you know it's because of this? Maybe it's because of that. It's automatically potter. Simultaneously, as it emerges from the deer, it's potter. Very complicated. Okay, Abay Sa, we'll continue next week. It's very difficult. It's very shvei, you don't know.
Yeah, but it's Rambam seems to be saying himself.